Joining me now at Edgar Street is Martin Foyle. I guess a very upbeat performance from Hereford today.
Yeah, probably like the last few, I don't think we've played bad. Today I'm probably disappointed because we should have scored four goals. You know, and that's not being greedy, you know, with a little bit of the goal drought that we've had. But we should have been four, should have been out of sight. I thought we played very, very well second half. They didn't really look like coming into the game. And then it's the old sucker punch, isn't it, you know. But fair play to them, they put some good deliveries probably in that last three, 4 minutes. Probably didn't hurt us at all during the game. And it did cause us problems. And you've got to deal with it. One fell asleep around the back stick and it's 2-2. So all that hard work, you know, goes undone, but not unnoticed. You know, I think the supporters aren't daft. There was a spirit of performance. I thought we played well. I thought Walks was outstanding on the right wing, took people on, did great for the second goal. So there's so many good things, but, you know, because you're on this little bit of a run, you don't just get a win. You know, it's going to be scrappy, it's going to be nervous, and, you know, I wanted 4 points out of these two games. We got one, you know, so now we've got to go hunting for a win against Barnet next week.
Gave two Loney's debuts today. I thought they both showed up well in their own individual ways.
Yeah. Kevin hasn't played a lot of football. I saw him Monday night down at Swansea. I thought with Pilks tearing his thigh in training, again, it's just nightmare after nightmare. So I had to get someone in. He's a young kid. You know, we're going to have to work with him. He's tired. But he certainly showed a little bit of quality at times, which was pleasing. And Ross come in. Because we're just not having no joy. And then with Dom Collins pulling out in the warm-up, I think it just sums up, you know, the horrible time that we're having, you know what I mean? But I've got to keep trying to find these diamonds, you know, for next to nothing, and I'm finding it very, very hard.
What did you say to the players at half time? Because they seem to be much more energetic, to put it that way, after the restart.
No, I didn't even have one go. And people will probably say, you know, sometimes it is that could geez them up. There's nothing. I said, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep flooding this right-hand side. We're having a lot of joy. Just got to get them balls into the box. And I said, you keep doing what you're doing. You're going to score. And if you score, hopefully you go on and get a second one. But, you know, they did. They did everything that we asked them to do. And it was gutsy. It was some tackles. And I can't really fault a lot of it, other than we've got 1 point when we deserve three.
Third consecutive start for Sam Gwynn in there. He seems to be growing into it now.
No. Sam was dogged, isn't he? You know, again, like I said, just trying to relax him a little bit, get his confidence, you know, because he's a very quiet person. Needs to open up and organise and pull his wide players in. But this is all part and parcel, and that's why he's back here. And, yeah, but he's certainly game.
But you sort of tended to get a positive reaction from the supporters today.
What in terms of
overall play?
Yeah, no. The supporters are good. They understand, but then I can understand a few of their frustrations. You know, when the goal goes in, you know, they think it's my fault that someone switches off at a set piece. We're organised. We know exactly what we're doing. Who's got who? But yeah, I'm in charge, so I've got to take the blame, am I?
Barnet next week. Is that a game that you could look at? You've already said you want 4 points from two games. That's a must-win then in that case.
Yeah, they play Wrexham tomorrow. It's on the box, so I can sit there and watch and do my own work. I've told the players, I said, you know, rather than me doing Thursday, Fridays, going through everything, you know, you watch the game. You tell me what you think and what we've got to do. You know, so, you know, the lads are spirited. They've worked hard, but just not getting the rub of the green. And the quicker I get, you know, three or four personnel back that I know that we need, and we'll certainly be better for it, and I know we'll be a good side.
And a quick assessment, almost a third of the season gone?
Disappointed, but there again, the injuries have killed me. So I'm not going to blame, you know, other people coming into the team, you know, because we've gone right down to the lowest numbers and given them a chance and an opportunity from where they've come from. But yeah, if I had me full 11, I'd know we'd be up there. But we haven't, and I've got to get on with it. So I'm not going to blame the others, but we've made some mistakes. But defensively, you know, after today, you know, our defensive record was very, very good. But we certainly need to improve. Otherwise, you know, it's quite easy when the pressure's on, you end up going down the other end of the table. We certainly know what we've got to do, and we've got to be clinical with it.